B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Delaney.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, madam. How can we help you?
So I've been on a couple of dates with this guy named Evan, and I feel like so desperate doing this, but honestly, like, dating has been such a shit show lately, and Evan has been so awesome that I'm just kind of like this weird out that he hasn't called me back.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been on like 3 dates, and we have like the same sense of humor. We listen to the same music, and we just really crazy hit it off. So I'm just curious as to why he's like completely ghosting me. He's like gone MIA like the last 2 weeks, and I haven't been able to get in touch with him. Instagram, Facebook, nothing.
Okay, so what happened the last time you guys saw each other?
Nothing. We went on a great day. We had a good time. We went out for drinks. We got a little bit of a nightcap, and then that's it. Just nothing out of the ordinary.
So maybe it's something on his end. Maybe he got back with an ex, or okay. I mean, he could also be like in the hospital or something. Maybe he has appendicitis.
Oh, that
I actually know someone that just got appendicitis. He's in the hospital right now.
Wow, you know somebody who got appendicitis? You're so special.
No, I'm just saying it could be something like that. We just don't know.
Okay, so maybe it's appendicitis or maybe, if you had to say, okay, I do this thing that's kind of weird. Do you have anything like that?
I burp really loud, but I haven't done it in front of him, so I don't think that's it.
Ew.
Okay. All right, cool. Then we'll try and give him a call next. Maybe appendicitis.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Delaney. She's looking for Evan. We're going to try and reach out to Evan now because according to Delaney, the last time they hung out, everything was fine, Delaney. That's the story that you're sticking to?
Everything. We didn't talk about exes. We didn't argue. Like, nothing. Nothing. I'm telling you. He left my house at 2 in the morning, and everything was perfectly fine.
That's okay. A story, and she's sticking to it. So, now we're going to call Evan and get his side of the story. All right? So, you stay quiet.
Hello?
Hi, is this Evan?
This is Evan speaking. Who am I?
Evan, sorry for waking you up. It's the Get Up Crew. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9. Can I just explain to you why we're calling you? It's nothing bad.
Okay. So, radio station?
Yeah, which usually is a bad thing. But not in this case because we are offering you the chance to go on a date with a lovely, lovely lady who reached out to us. She gave us your phone number. It's somebody who you know. She gave us your phone number, and she would like to take you on a date to see if you guys hit it off. She thinks you guys have a chemistry, and I'm going to tell you her name, too. So, basically, if you say yes to this, you can pick the date, all that stuff, and we'll pay for it.
Okay.
Okay, so, what's your reaction when I say Delaney?
How did I know this is possibly about? I'm not interested at all, honestly. Yeah. I don't even know why I'm on the phone with you guys.
No, hold on. Can you tell us? Because she said, according to her, you guys really hit it off, like I said. And she said that the last time you guys hung out, it was a really, really nice time.
This is not something that I want to put on, blow up on the air or whatever. Well, and I don't understand why she's involving me.
Just tell us so we can get back to her, because if you responded to her texts or her messages on social media, then we wouldn't be calling you. But she said you're basically avoiding her, and she's confused as to why.
And she, well, look, we went on a couple of dates, and on the second date, I saw a screenshot of her and her mom that I thought I recognized, but I wasn't sure. I got together with her another time because I had mentioned it to my dad, and he's like, take a snap of it and I'll confirm. And I got together with her again. I stayed there. We hung out until I got this picture. I got the picture. I brought it home. And Pops, it's got to be a small world. I don't understand what kind of joke this is, but my dad used to hook up with her mom. And all he would ever tell me is how she's just a white trash slut that cheated on him.
Stop it.
It's kind of stuck in my subconscious, and I can't, you know what I mean? Like, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Oh, my God. Really?
Whoa, back up.
Okay, hold on. Evan, stop. Wait, the lady's on the phone, and she heard what you just said about her.
Did you just say, like, oh, you're scared that I'm going to be a slut too? Well, calling me a slut. How dare you say anything about my mother?
And I don't mean to, you know, blow up the spot or whatever, but that night, too, just kind of threw me off, the whole thing, everything. Not just the picture, just the way you were kind of acting. And
talking about, dude? How dare you disrespect me on the radio? And more than anything, how dare you disrespect me?
I didn't want to be on the radio. You put all of this out there. This has got nothing to do with me. You think I want to be woken up like this?
Wait. Hold on. Settle down. Delaney, he didn't call you a white trash slut. He called your mother a white trash slut.
But then he said the apple wasn't far from the tree, though.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
I have no control over what your mom did to my dad. This is something that I had to live through a little while ago, and it just kind of got stuck in the psyche. Yeah, it's nothing. It's out of my control that your mom was a slut. It's not me.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I still think that this is salvageable.
Really?
Well, yeah, because I mean, you're not dating your mother. You're dating the lady.
You just called her mother a slut.
Yeah, no, his dad called her a little excessive.
Anyway, like, how are you going to call me from a radio station on the phone? This is creepy, man. I'm good.
Oh, God, I'm good, too. Forget this. This guy's an idiot.
Yeah. So, wait, hold on.
Romero, hold on.
We can fix the leak. We can fix the leak. Evan, would you like to, you know, maybe you guys go to a nice meal and you guys can figure out.
Not interested. Sorry.
How about you ask your dad and Delaney, you ask your mom, because we have this meal and maybe they want to rekindle their romance.
I'll open and let him know that he opened with white trash slut.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
If you've ever wondered whether or not you're a shallow human being, listen to tomorrow's Second Date Update on the 10s, all right? Because there will be no sitting on the fence. You're either going to be 100% agreeing with the girl or 100% disagreeing with the girl, all right?
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.